Look at the beauty that surrounds us today. The beautiful flowers in our sanctuary. We come to Easter Mass and we are surrounded with the beauty and the fragrance of the spring flowers. Here is an obvious question. Why flowers? Why do we fill the church with flowers to celebrate Easter? The answer is more than just Easter is in springtime and things come to bloom. There is a deeper meaning about the significance of flowers because the beauty of a world that we live in is renewed. Easter celebrates the beauty of Christ's renewal with each of us. John's gospel today, or yesterday, spoke about the darkness of the world when Christ was crucified and died on that horrible hill. It also tells us that he was raised from the dead and walked out of the tomb to a garden full of flowers. In fact, there were so many flowers that Mary Magdalene thought that Jesus, the risen Christ, was a gardener. The flowers are symbols of new life that the Lord offers to those who commit themselves to him. We are called, each one of us, to be a part of this beauty. We are each called to be a part of this beautiful celebration. Many people have returned to the Catholic faith during this Lenten journey. And last night at the Easter Vigil, we received three new catechumens into our faith. You see, many have come to the faith because they decided that they needed to conquer their past and take a serious look at their relationship with God. Many people who were not Catholic felt drawn to learn about our Catholic faith. Some are attracted to Pope Francis with his great humility, who embraces the shunned of society. Some ask this question to committed Catholics: why are they so determined in their faith, their morality, and their public and private prayer lives? Those who sought to come into or return to the faith were all given the grace to come from God. You see, all of us here have been given the grace at various moments in our lives. We are, after all, a community of saints, people on a journey to spend the rest of our lives with our risen Jesus. And yet, very few among us have always been saints. Let me emphasize this. If you have just returned to the faith, know that the person sitting near you has not always probably been a committed Catholic. You see, each one of us at some point in our lives has to reevaluate our relationship with Jesus and what is important. In fact, I at one point in my life was not a faithful Catholic. So be careful of where I stand. It may be you someday. But Jesus asked all of us to join him on the road to Emmaus, where they were wondering about the Lord and knowing that they needed to return to Jerusalem and announce the good news to the world that Christ has transformed the world. You see, each one of us was created for joy. Each one of us wants to hear the goodness of life. We do not want to dwell on the misery or the difficulties, even of this past year. We were all created for joy, but we come to realize that it is something that we cannot buy at a Walmart store. Think about the most joyful moments of your life. Isn't it true that they were a surprise? The gospel gives us a clue about the idea of discovering the surprise of the empty tomb. Mary Magdalene had been there at the foot of the cross. She had seen Jesus die with her own eyes. The crucifixion was not a joke. In fact, the Romans determined that it was such a heinous way of killing someone that they eventually outlawed it. So Mary Magdalene was not expecting an empty tomb. She had known that Jesus really died. So when she sees the empty tomb, she really doesn't know what to make of it. So what does she do? She runs and tells Peter and John. Peter and John both run to the tomb. And apparently, John did more insanity workouts than Peter because he beat him to the tomb. But he looks in and he waits. And why doesn't he enter first? Because Peter is the first pope, and out of respect for Peter's position, he waits and allows Peter to enter first. What they saw surprised them. Or better yet, what they did not see surprised them. The body of Jesus was gone. The burial cloth was there, but the body was gone. Imagine they're surprised. What has happened here? And then the Gospels say, John believed. John believed when he saw that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. He believed that Jesus had truly risen from the dead. The surprise must have been overwhelming for him, but he began to believe, and he was filled with great joy. You see, joy is our best response for Easter. Who could have ever imagined that death would be conquered? That's what Easter means. Your death and my death is not the end. Just as Jesus rose from the dead, we too will rise from the dead. Our body and soul will live forever. Suffering did not have the last word. Death did not have the last word. The love of God given to us in Jesus Christ had the last word. This is why our psalm that we prayed today shouts out, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." On Easter, we also are surprised by the presence of the risen Lord, and we too are filled with joy, just as they were 2,000 years ago. When we realize the gift of Easter, joy is our best response. So today we are called to put our past behind us, to give to the Lord and trust in Him. We can each be the person God created us to be. Alleluia, we proclaim today along with the church. Alleluia, Jesus is alive. Alleluia, He is our Savior. Alleluia, Jesus is our Redeemer. Alleluia, He is ours. Alleluia, we each are renewed with Christ. Alleluia, we each are Jesus' joy and His creation.